May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. How did it come to this? From triumphal entry to sentence of death in what was probably only a matter of a couple of days. From the moment he arrived at Jerusalem, seated on a donkey, Jesus was making a clear and unambiguous claim about who he was. His entrance to Jerusalem was unmistakably that described by the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey. Some in Jerusalem probably received him with joy. No doubt his disciples, those who had traveled with him from Galilee, saw this as a moment of triumph and anticipation. Surely this is what they had been moving towards during the 3 years of his ministry. This was to be the moment that all Israel recognized Jesus as Messiah and made him king. No more Romans or their puppet kings. Everything was about to change. And everything was about to change, just not in the way that they thought. We shouldn't be surprised, I suppose, that the political and religious leaders were wary of Jesus. He wasn't a temple priest or a member of the Sanhedrin. He wasn't even from Jerusalem. He was an outsider, a nobody as far as they were concerned. What right did he have to turn over the tables of the money changers in the temple and to drive out those who sold animals for sacrifice? What right did he have to tell those parables that clearly painted them, Pharisees and Sadducees and leaders, in a bad light? What right did he have to tell people what the kingdom of God was like? What right did he have to sit in the temple and preach and teach? As far as they were concerned, he had no right to do any of these things, but he was doing them right from the moment he entered the city. And worse, people were listening to him. People were drawn to him. Of course, the leaders felt they had to act. We often treat the Pharisees and scribes as the baddies in the story, and the priests as well. But perhaps we're being too hard on all of them. They probably thought that they were doing what was right. If they couldn't recognize Jesus for who he was, then naturally they would have thought he was dangerous, leading people astray. And if he started a political rebellion, that would be disastrous. As disciples, however, are a different story. They did understand, at least to a point, who Jesus was. They should have trusted him more. The tipping point seems to have been that moment in Bethany when Jesus is anointed with costly perfume and says plainly that this is preparation for his death. At this point, Judas decides to betray him. Was it really just that Judas was a greedy so-and-so and wanted the money? Or was it because he felt let down, felt that Jesus wasn't living up to his messianic calling? Or because he thought if Jesus was arrested, he would have to demonstrate the truth of who he was? We'll never know, but I want to think that it was one of the latter two. Judas clearly felt remorse for what he had done. It's as if things turned out much differently than he had thought they would. And Judas wasn't alone in his failure. Peter, too, betrays Jesus by denying him. He would have been there, walking beside Jesus as he rode into the city, probably leading those cries of Hosanna to the Son of David. And at the end, he denies ever having known him. But who are we to judge? Would we have done any better? Through it all, Jesus carries on, all the way from the gates of the city to the temple to the cross, not to prove a point, but to achieve God's purpose. What right did he have to cleanse the temple? Every right. With his blood, he would also cleanse the world. What right did he have to teach about the kingdom of heaven? Every right. On the cross, he would demonstrate its chief virtue, love. What right did he have to teach in the temple? Every right. It was, after all, his own father's house. What right did he have to criticize the religious leaders? Every right. He was fulfilling God's will. And though his followers abandoned him and betrayed him, he remained faithful to death and beyond. What Jesus did, he did for love of them and love of us and love of the whole world. He remains faithful still.